What the fuck are you doing? You better get the goddamn headphones out of your ear. You're not listening to goddamn music while we do the show. Get the fucking headphones. I'm gonna rip them. I'll break the goddamn headphones. Get them out of your goddamn ear!
I'm dancing!
I don't give a shit if you're dancing. This is a goddamn show! Oh! Frogging and Horton, heating hot and crambo. Ding! Oh, Froggin' and Horton, heatin', hottin', crambone, ding! Goddamn, bitch! Would you fucking get the goddamn... You don't even know what you're doing! I said it before and I'll say it again. If you're gonna sit here and listen to music and look at yourself in the monitor, get out. This is a show, a professional show. People come here for answers because they have questions. What's going on? Get the goddamn... Oh, I'm going to have a fucking nervous breakdown. My blood pressure's up.
Okay.
I think I feel tightness. Call the doctor.
All right, fine.
Who listens to music with earbuds when they're doing a goddamn show?
Well, since you can't have music playing because YouTube is a bunch of bitches, I need that.
I don't think it's... It's not YouTube. It's like the FCC.
Whatever. The FCC are a bunch of bitches, and I can't have any music playing. I'm having some drinks. I would like to dance. I'm sorry.
First of all, you can't dance. You're like the whitest white girl.
I'm a good chair dancer, though.
Yeah, no. Maybe you're a good, like, behind closed doors in the shower dancer. When you type in white girl into Google, you pop up. Well, you are like the...
That's okay, but I'm a good chair dancer.
You're the poster child for white girls.
If you were sitting in the chair, you'd be having a good time.
Speaking of white girls, what's going on with the eye makeup? It's a little heavy tonight.
I was just having a good day. It looks like you decided to,
Looks like you fell into your makeup palette.
Play around.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like the whole thing?
What?
Nothing. Just...
No, it's literally like three colors.
Yeah, but how many ounces of makeup? Mm. Can I have my goddamn juice?
Why don't you put it over there when we start the show?
I don't need two bottles. I have one
bottle. Well, I don't know which one you want.
I'm going to go for this one. Oh, frogging in the Horton, heating, hotting, crambone, ding!
Wow. Mark.
Yo.
I'm Batman.
That's dead. It's not. It was funny. Funny the first time, creepy the second time. Now the third time around, you just wore it out completely.
It's always funny.
Have we said what's up to everybody? I don't think we have. What's up?
Hello.
What's going on, everybody? A little bit of a different vibe from earlier, I will say. Whew.
I told them no talking
about
the
depressing
shit that's happening. We're keeping this up and up. I've had a long fucking week. No.
Yeah, I did say that we're going to try to make it somewhat of an upbeat show. And for the next hour, we're going to try to forget about the fact that vaping is pretty much destroyed. We'll talk about that Sunday. We'll probably end up going live tomorrow with ST and whatnot.
And you guys are going to have to keep him entertained.
We're going to try to make this
Thursday
fun.
From Thursday to Sunday next week.
Oh, no.
Because I won't be here. I'm going to Tennessee to see my brother because I got $50 tickets.
Because you are the only idiot that would fly during COVID. COVID season. I'm sorry, now that we have seasons of COVID.
I got my shot. Fuck it.
That don't mean you can still get it and give it to me.
Well, you know what? I won't get it, though.
You won't get it, my ass.
I need to get out. I need to explore the world.
I'm sure you do. Well, I will say, it is going to be kind of nice to not have anybody here, but then at the same time, it's going to be a little bit nerve-wracking.
He said he's going to lock... As soon as we leave, he's going to lock the door and push the table in front of it.
I'm going to lock the door, push the table in front of it, close all the blinds, seal everything off from the outside world, and not pop my head out until Sunday when she gets back. So it's going to be like, I think I'm going to sleep all during the day when the sun's up and then be up all night.
Joe Figgy, thank you so much. He said, Mark, I still can't find the Vape RX, dude. I need that cheap juice. P.S. What's the best flavor?
Email me. Did you email me? Everyone that's emailed me, I've sent the... The way it is, he's got an email address, and he's got, like, a Google Doc, and you got to pick the flavors you want from the Google Doc, email him, tell him what you want, and then he sends you back like whatever form of, it's not like a legitimate website where you go in there and you type in everything. It's not like that. He does it like all like under the table type of deal.
Anyone know how JJ is doing? So last I heard, he was waiting for biopsy results, and based on those results is what was going to be the plan for amputation. But he hasn't responded back to me yet, so.
Everyone relax. I know you hear the word amputation, and you're like, oh my God, poor J. He's just getting his toe taken off. That's
you
it.
Don't know.
It's a toe.
He's waiting for the biopsy. It could be his whole foot.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
You
didn't say
it. He told me this, it was just his toe.
They're waiting for the biopsy, though. They could take the toe, and the infection can spread up. It could be his foot, his leg. I mean, it's
great
not...
job. He's probably watching, and now you just made it worse for him. Why can't you just lie to him and say it's only going to be his toe?
It's actually just going to be your toenail, JJ.
There you go. And he did promise me whatever they do cut off, he's going to try to obtain it, send it to me, and we're going to put it up on the shelf right there in the glass jar. Would you stop fucking dancing?
Oh, JJ's in chat. JJ, how did the biopsy turn out?
He's like, well, you're talking to new legless JJ. All right,
they've done good things with prosthetics, I'm just saying.
Who needs a prosthetic toe? You don't even need a fucking big toe.
If they take his foot!
They ain't taking his foot looks normal. It's his toe that looks fucked up. If there was an infection in his foot, I'm pretty sure the foot would look a little fucked up. Just a little discolored or something.
But the infection is in the bone now.
Okay, Dr. Fagan.
I only work for a trauma surgeon, so God forbid I know what I'm talking about. You know what? Shut up. We're starting questions. Don't talk to me.
Don't you love those people that work at a certain like type of place and all of a sudden they become like a expert on everything? She works at the doctor's office.
I've been telling
office.
You for 10 years you need to get your goddamn gallbladder out and you never listen to me.
10 years?
When yeah, 10 years.
How long have you been together?
14. Well, it'll be 14 on April 20th.
Maybe it was. 20th. Maybe you haven't told me for 10 years to get my gallbladder out.
You have no sense of time.
No sense of time.
None whatsoever.
Time after
wouldn't it
time.
Be funny if your deviated septum is because I've punched you in the face too many times?
If that was the... First of all, my septum's not... He said it was my sinus, whatever. My hole.
It's a deviated septum, though.
Then my nose would be all...
No, it's not.
And I'm not a cocaine user.
Anymore.
Well, anymore, but... That was like, what, decades ago?
But a good couple of knocks to the face.
If he says that my nose is fucked up from getting hit in the nose, you will get punched in the doctor's office.
Shouldn't be talking shit.
You'll get
Terry
punched.
Terry Vapor, thank you so much. He said, I could sleep over, Mark.
Not a bad idea, Terry. Why don't you come over? We could do a sleepover. I sleep naked. Hopefully you do too. And we could share the same sleeping bag. That sounds like a plan. Bring over your webcam, too.
My just had both big toes operated on. What the fuck? Dan boy.
They operate on toes? Like, why?
My mom just had foot surgery. They operated
on her
toe.
A foot is different.
No.
A toe.
They operated on her big toe, her second toe, and the side part of her foot.
Do they have toe surgeons?
No.
How long do you go to school to be a toe surgeon? Like a week? Look, toes are pointless. You don't need them.
It's called a podiatrist.
That's a foot doctor.
Are your toes not part of your feet?
Yes, but you need special surgery.
I'm gonna hit you.
I'll choke you. I swear. I'll grab
I'm gonna
the,
hit you.
I'll grab the headphone cable and I'll choke you live on YouTube. Where'd you read the goddamn questions?
That might be hot though.
Read the questions.
The only thing that's gonna, you want to do that later?
The only thing that's gonna be hot is my fist in your ass. It's gonna burn.
That would be hot too. You want to do that later?
No. I'll be eating pizza later in my underwear. I'll be eating pizza in my underwear.
You guys can fight over who's going to be the big spoon. Who's going to be the big spoon? Always the big spoon.
What does the big spoon mean? You have no idea what that means, do you? No, you disagree to it. Read the questions.
Do you not know what spooning is?
I know what spooning is, yeah.
So that's the big spoon!
The big spoon would be the one that does the spooning. You
right,
don't spoon.
Which would be me.
No.
Because I'm... We're the pants in this house. I pay the cost to be the boss of this bitch.
You're going to pay the cost to be the bitch in the ER in a minute. Read the fucking questions.
I got insurance. It's fine.
You know, this is going to start becoming like a... This is going to be more like a couples therapy show. More than anything.
Robert Shkreli, thank you so much. Can I sleep over, Mark? I'll protect you.
Everyone, come on over. We'll do a sleepover. Friday and Saturday night. We could all sleep over. Nothing like a bunch of naked dudes... Sleeping at a trailer in a trailer park.
I don't want to be here for that. First question is from the vape YouTube community. Old Brother Noah says, who stinks worse when they fart, Mark or Haley?
Oh, Haley.
For sure. Definitely. Since the gig is up for vaping, you know what? I'm not reading the rest of that question.
No, we gotta answer those quick. You just can't.
Since the gig is up for vaping, what are your plans for when you use up your last bit of juice? We will be going on a nicotine detox, and we will be no longer vaping.
Speak for yourself. I'm not out of juice. I have enough juice here to last me quite a while, and even then, I'm gonna buy juice from DIYers or whoever. I'm not worried about the end because I'm more. A lot of us.
I have a feeling there's going to be like an uproar of like shit happening, and things are going to change and get reversed.
Maybe I got a feeling something will end up happening, or it'll probably go back to the way like vaping used to be, where it was kind of like, you know, kind of underground, not underground, but very low key.
Those weird little.
Yeah, the weird little
little glass thingies that you put in the mesh filters.
Glass? You're thinking of a bowl? A glass?
No, remember when you first started vaping, you had the mesh filter and there was these little glass, like, triangle little thingies that you'd put in there.
A glass triangle? No, I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a little glass thing that went in there.
No. I don't remember any kind of glass thing going in there. Why would I put a little tiny piece of glass on something I'm going to inhale into my lung?
Because it was like a stopper for the hole.
Oh, no, I don't remember that. I don't think so. No, I don't remember that. There's no glass.
Ooh, maybe you could join that Chicago Vapors.
Oh, I mean the one that I... Oh. Back when I started vaping, I had an idea and I told her, I'm like, how awesome would it be if I started like a vaping group, like a vaping hangout, and call it like you know, Chicago Vapors or something like that.
I made so much fun about it. Like, I don't smoke cigarettes, bruh. I vape.
Yeah, so she made fun of me.
Hey, come to find out there was fucking a Chicago Vapors Club.
Well, no, I didn't do it. And then years later, comes to find out that all these Chicago Vape Club, I could have been like the leader, the originator of the like Chicago Vaping Association.
I don't smoke cigarettes. I vape. You're not smoking weed. Nick Kerr, thank you so much for your donation. With the vape mail ban, how are reviewers getting products to review? They're not, sir.
Not to my knowledge, anyways. No. No, sir. Reviews are... I mean, I actually finally have some products to review, too. Like 3 or 4 products.
Patrick King said, just ordered another 40 bottles from Mike. 15 120s just
Holy
came
Jesus.
In from Pear Diggum today. Wow. Now I have over 220 bottles of juice plus DIY supplies.
All right, so that's... Patrick King may be going a little bit overboard. But I got...
thinking about dabbing. No, when he first started vaping, he had these weird little tanks with these mesh coils, and there was these little glass, like, triangle thingies that went into the glass.
Went into the glass tank?
No, like you put the mesh down, and then you put the little glass.
I was using the 801 atomizer, which is like a stainless, like a steel tube.
You know what? Maybe I am thinking about weed.
Yeah,
weed
you are.
Was.
You're okay. Thinking of the little glass filter that you put in a bowl when you don't have a screen in there. It's a little triangle.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my god. Someone, please.
Give me your vapor. Actually.
Please get her a helmet. No, no, you don't need... No,
no, I need... My thing is leaking. I got juice all in the battery area.
What do you want?
Your vape rag!
I'm gonna fucking give you a vaping black eye.
I fucking said it twice.
Alright, this show is gonna be renamed eventually to like the couples... I don't know. It's gonna be like a couples therapy
Anybody
type show.
Anybody else have this problem with your top side? Where the juice just...
That's when you overfill.
I didn't overfill anything. I haven't even filled it.
I forgot
just
why that
juice
happens.
Gets all just...
I think that's when you overfill it and the juice gets inside the battery compartment.
I didn't overfill it.
Well,
I
maybe not
even
now,
filled it.
But...
I had to do this like, I don't know, 6 times a day.
Learn how to vape. You want that problem. I'm going to fucking... Ooh, I can't wait till this is fucking over. You're gonna get fucking punched right into pussy.
That's hot.
It's gonna be hot when you're fucking walking around with a bruised dead pussy walking like a horse. And it's not going to be from getting fucked. It's going to be for getting fucking punched in the puss. Frogging in the Horton, heating, hot, and crambone. Ding!
Night Clover, yes, mine does it all the time. What the fuck is it? I hate fucking hate it. I hate having juice on my hands. And it just drives me fucking nuts. Anyways, Cloudy with a Chance of Vapor says, Hellvape is asking for ideas for Dead Rabbit V3 bulk RDA? ?
Hellvape? Hell no.
Hellvape doesn't like Mark.
Hellvape can suck a dick. Vape and Heathen can suck a dick. Those two cocksuckers, they belong together. And they're both a
bunch of... What if Hellvape contacted you and was like, you know what? Vape and Heathen is a cocksucking piece of shit. We don't like him no more. We want Fagin all day, every day.
I would not... There's no way I would sell out to that. Because people know that I always talk shit about Hellvape, so there's no way I could ever do that.
Angela, hold the mod straight up when taking out, and so I do.
Unless I knew for a fact I was going to make over like $1 million, then I would say, fuck it, I'll sell out. You're wiping your hands off with that thing?
I'm all full of juice.
Well, go rinse your hands. You know how much juice is on that rag? You're going to get hit, I'm telling you. You're going
to
get hit.
I need to...
There's juice all over the rag!
I need to wipe it off.
I'm going to... Oh, my God. I hate when you drink. When you drink, I have fantasies.
I am hilarious.
Like, in my head, I have fantasies of, like, sawing your head off with a saw. All kinds of, like, just crazy, bizarre ways to kill you.
Mark is a squirter, too. Yeah, eventually he squirts.
Oh.
I love you.
I want to use a bread knife to cut your head off with the little teeth on it. So that way you feel every fucking cut.
Heathen doesn't even work for him anymore. See?
What?
Heathen doesn't even work for him.
Of course. He made his millions and he's done. You don't fucking need them anymore.
I'm going to need you to make me some millions because a bitch is tired of working. I'm just saying.
I'm planning on becoming a porn star after this, so.
Well, let's start production. Let's go. Mark, be like, how do you like it? What?
She can't read, guys.
Mark, be like, how do you like it? That's what it says.
Who said that?
Tony Laura. Mark, be like, how you do you like it?
Maybe he's talking to Mark B.
Who's Mark B?
I don't know. Maybe there's a Mark B in chat, and he says, like, how do you like it? Like, how do you like it, bro?
Angela is awesome when she drinks. Thank you!
I hate it when she drinks.
I feel the same way.
Is it just me? Like, I don't like women when they drink. When I was younger, I used to love when women drink. But now that I'm, like, a little bit older, I hate when women drink. Oh, my God, it's so annoying.
I'm kind of a shit starter when I drink. Like, I've pretty much gotten Mark into a lot of almost fights.
I'm glad we don't go out of the house.
Eric Richardson says, when are you guys making elote live again? Ooh.
Oh?
In the summer.
A what?
Mexican street corn.
Oh. Did we do that last year?
Yes. In the summer, sir.
And the weather's looking damn good.
Yes, it
Hopefully
is.
The snow is over with. We got to talk about weather.
Who is living in the areas where the cicadas are coming? I have never been more excited for the cicadas to come in
Wait,
my
isn't it,
life.
Cicada or zicada?
I think it's cicadas.
Oh, I thought it was cicada.
Because Marcus is going to flip the fuck out and it's going to be hilarious.
He's never experienced them?
No. Because the last time they were here, I think it's when Wyatt was being born. So I might have just been pregnant. That's when you jumped out of the car on Harlem?
No, that was the years before that.
No, because
Oh,
we
was
were,
it? Oh, okay. I didn't know you then when this happened.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Mark, we were driving down Harlem. One flew in our car and you jumped out of the fucking car.
But I jumped out of... This is way back when I was still driving. I was driving my truck down 95th Street, and one got on my shoulder, and I stopped in the middle of the street and ran out of the car.
No.
Yeah.
You did that again on Harlem with me.
Yes, it happened twice in my life. Those things are terrifying.
On Harlem with me.
Okay.
There was the red ones, remember?
Red?
Yeah, the red ones.
I don't hang around and look at the color of them.
Oh, my God.
When those things are, like, this close to you and making that fucking noise, it's so loud and terrifying...
I have enough of those damn stink bugs. The only reason I'm excited for it is because Marcus is so, like, deathly afraid of bugs like Mark is, like a little girl, that when they're flying around, it is going to be the funny... I'm going to have
They don't fly around. You just hear them in the tree with that noise they make.
That, What do you think the thing was that flew into your car?
A cicada.
Was but they it don't just usually hanging out? Yes, they do. When there's that many, they're flying around, Mark.
Oh, I gotta call my shrink. I think I'm gonna need him again tonight.
You don't know what you're fucking talking about. Would you just let me talk? Because you have no clue what
Does
you're
my
talking
shrink
about.
Have like a beeper? I can text him. Probably Maybe he can like send over some Xanax or something.
Anyways,
I'm having a breakdown, I think.
When they come, I'm going to have the video recording 24/7 because it's gonna be hilarious. Because Marcus will run from a fly. It's hilarious. And I can't wait.
I'm afraid of bugs, so what?
I said Marcus.
Oh, okay. Can we read the next question? I feel like this has been a half-hour episode on cicadas and marriage. What are you doing? Don't
Just
be touching.
I love how scared of me you are.
I'm not scared of you. I just don't want to accidentally slip and knock you out. What happened at one time when you accidentally... What was I broke your... I did something to you. Was it break your nail or something?
Yeah, but you just went like this and
because
my nail broke.
When something with me goes
First of
on,
all,
I twitch. And
Gavlar71,
when I twitch,
thank you so much for your donation.
Oh my God.
It says, hi Mark and Angela, screw the mail ban. Like 2016 and 2018, people have a workaround. They've got to, if not, come live with us in the UK. That would be great.
I've never even been to the UK. How can I live there? I'd go there and visit.
I would move there in a heartbeat.
How do you know? You've never even been there.
I mean, I would want to move to, like, the country, though. Like, the country.
Thank you for that donation. Thank you so much. You know Angela's,
Michael Blem.
Gonna drink that up.
Holy crap.
This fucking cocksucker.
So much. Depending on the price, does that change the color of
yes,
the thing?
Yes, price changes the color.
Michael Blem says, I'll be your back door man.
You son of a bitch. Thank you. By the way, Michael, I made you an extra special package the other day. I hand-selected the mods and atomizers. So if you don't like what you got, then there's a problem. And I talked to Dovepo. I posted this yesterday. I finally got a hold of them. They said they're refunding your money, but it's going to take around up to 20 days for it to be back in your bank account. So they are refunding your money for the top side.
Scotland. Yeah, so I would love to move into the country in Scotland, Ireland.
I don't think I couldn't do it.
Germany.
No, I couldn't do it.
Like Sweden.
Oh God, no. No. Those accents would fucking drive me up the wall.
Denmark, anywhere. Like that would be my like everything. Somebody said,
oh, I couldn't handle it.
I'm on 2 milligram bars of Xanax a day, helps with anxiety so much. Holy crap, dude.
That's
like
I can use right
we
now.
We cannot be on Xanax because Xanax makes us completely...
What are you talking about? You don't even take... Never took it before.
Yes, I have.
You act like we're a bunch of fucking pill-popping Xanax lovers.
No, a long... I was having a hard time at work, so the doctor gave me Xanax, which makes me so mean. I like Valium, I found out. Love that. He gets... Oh, he's not nice on Xanax. And then he starts yelling at me, and I start yelling at him, and shit starts... Doors break.
I'm too fat. I can't touch my elbows together, but I'm trying to... what is this called? Meditating?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get to the goddamn questions?
First of all, I'm answering questions in the chat.
Oh, my God.
Calm your tits.
You're gonna get murdered tonight. Hold back, Mark. Don't hit her on camera. You'll go to jail. Wait till the camera's off. Wait till it's off. You can hold back.
I got Xanax after my mom died. I mean, you know, certain situations you might need something that's going to just like zone you the fuck out. But for me, Xanax makes me super angry. I need like
Xanax is a temporary Band-Aid. Should only be used in case of emergencies. It's not like an everyday drug. I don't... If someone...
2 milligram bars twice daily.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
You got some... You are really terrified of the world.
I think I took a bar one time, and I don't think I remember that day.
Good Lord, 2 a day?
Do you remember the one time that you took Xanax, and you were kind of pissing me off, so I slammed your door, and you were like, you want to slam fucking doors?
Oh, yeah.
And he broke the computer room door because he slammed it like 8 times.
That was kind of funny, actually.
And I was like, you know what? I'll just bring you dinner home.
Oh, The good old days. Thank God they're gone.
What about gas stations for the fourth time? Gas stations are so close.
Read it out loud, please, so we can all hear the question.
I think they're just talking to somebody else. Troy V says, if 15 people... Are you listening?
Is this one of the... Is it a riddle?
Yeah.
Or whatever you call it?
If 15 people have 12 hammers...
Mm-hmm.
And 12 people...
If 15 people have 12 hammers...
Okay.
Or 5 people.
If 15 people have 12 hammers...
Mm-hmm.
And 12 people have 17 hammers.
Oh, God, you can't even read.
And 19 people have 2 hammers.
I'm not doing it. There's no way. I'm not
what doing is it. The best coil for an MTL vape?
Oh, my God. I hate this fucking guy. Who is this guy? Who is he? He needs to be strangled.
Troy V.
Troy V, you need to stop fucking around. You're messing with my head, and I don't like it. I sit there and actually think about it, and then realize, oh, this is a joke.
I have type 2 bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, and panic attacks.
Holy God.
You might need 4 milligrams of Xanax a day then, sir. You just might need that.
Yeah, probably. Like, I don't take Xanax, but it would be nice to have it. Because there's been occasions where my panic attack gets so fucking bad to where I feel like I'm going to pass out. Like, pass out. So in those cases, it would be nice to have it. But
see, even then, like, I would prefer a Valium. Like, Valium just, like...
No, but I think Xanax works a little bit quicker.
Yeah, it's
more.
Works.
It's, like, it's a lot more intense.
It's a lot... It's more instant than Valium. But Valium just makes me feel like...
Like Xanax,
I'm floating on a cloud.
When I take it, I don't care about anything.
I could
anything.
Get hit by a bus on Valium, and I would apologize.
Yeah, see, I'm not like that. I'm on the opposite. I don't care about shit.
Seroquel is fucked up. So let me tell you a story about Seroquel.
Mm.
His cousin, R.I.P., was bipolar, had all kinds of stuff, so he was on Seroquel, and he would tell Mark, like, this shit, I don't like taking it. It makes me, like, zone out. I feel fucked up. So he gave Mark half of his tablet. So Mark was like, okay, I'm going to try it. He took it. I was 8.5 months pregnant. We're at the laundromat, and Mark's like, I think I need to go home. Like, he was freaking the
dude,
fuck
that was,
out.
That shit, man, how can people be on that shit? Wow. I couldn't even leave the fucking bed. I'm like,
so
take
I had
me
to
home.
Take him home. Put him to bed and go back to the laundromat to get our stuff.
Like, I immediately didn't want to be around anyone. I wanted to go home. Like,
yeah, it was
I gotta
bad.
Go home. How? Ooh, that shit's scary. Ooh.
Oh my God, Seroquel is no boy. No, yeah, no.
The good old days when you just pop a pill because it's laying there. Like, yeah, I'll try it. Nowadays, yeah, ain't like that. You have a fucking heart attack or start pissing blood the next whenever you pop a pill.
We took a Suboxone because somebody told us that it would, like,
get you high.
Fuck you up. And
oh, it fucked us up all right.
Yeah.
We were puking our brains out for an entire day.
I had to tell my mom to come pick up Marcus because we had food poisoning, and it was so bad. We were just laying in the bed, like, shaking, and Marcus was like, we're going to be okay.
We're puking
we're
and
gonna
scratching
be okay.
The whole time.
we were not okay.
And then the puking became so normal that I was eating a hot dog. I'm like, oh, hold on. And I puke, and then I continue eating the hot dog, and then I was like, oh, my God, why am I so itchy?
It was so bad. Don't ever do that. And so then my friend called me, who's like a big...
pill-popping fanatic.
Yeah. And I told her what we did, and she's like, you are so stupid. She's like, take a Norco and a Xanax, take a nap, you'll be fine. Jay Smooth says, I'm on Suboxone.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure if you take it for whatever its purpose...
What its purpose is for, then it's fine.
Probably.
But if you're not on any opioids and you take it, it will put you into withdrawals.
Or if we... Yeah, the
so
shit.
We willingly put ourselves into withdrawals from opiates.
Yeah. Those are good old days.
Which was fucked up.
All right, can we... What's happening here? We're not doing a fucking pill episode. We're not talking about marriages, couples...
Too much about drugs instead of answering questions.
Exactly. Okay, Thank you, Joe Gore.
Sorry.
Thank you, Joe. Sir. Thank you. At least someone stuck up for me. Jesus Christ.
This is last week's FAQ.
You're turning this into a drug episode.
I'm not. Somebody was talking about it.
You're going to have people in chat who are probably like ex-addicts wanting to go out now to purchase drugs.
You read these questions.
What?
I'm going for a fill-up.
Where are you going?
I'm
going
to stand up.
Oh, you don't need another drink. Please, God, no.
Don't judge me. I don't match. I'm just letting y'all know.
I don't even care if you match, but don't get another goddamn drink.
Move over.
Folks, I'm telling you now, if you ain't married, trust me, you're not missing out on anything. You ain't missing a fucking thing. All right. We're going to read questions from Crazy Horse. Wow, that's a strip club. Fun show, guys and gals. Mark talked about VD the other day. I did talk about STDs on the Fagin Funhouse podcast. If you missed it, watched it yesterday or Thursday. Anyways, my buddy got a VD from his new wife, but kept it quiet and went on the honeymoon with her to Jamaica. They went on a nude beach and then went to get drinks and grabbed her clothes and went to the hotel and grabbed all their stuff and flew home, leaving her, wait a minute, on the nude beach with nothing but large Jamaican men around her. Angela, how would... Read this question. I can't... I gotta enlarge the text and I gotta fucking move the screen around. Because that's...
Steelers fan, I wasn't reading Facebook.
Read the goddamn question!
Calm down.
Stop looking at chat.
I wasn't reading Facebook questions. I was reading questions from the YouTube community. So I haven't gotten there yet.
Frogging in the Horton, heating hot and... Stop looking at chat. Ding!
Dom Hall, thank you so much. He says, who cares if you match? I mean, I'm all like put together up here and then down below, it's a mess.
How many guys in chat ever fantasize about choking their wives? Anybody? Like, you see him laying there?
Do it.
I could if I would. I can't.
Look at that nice.
I know. It looks so chokeable.
Look at it.
I want to put a pen through it.
Look at it. It's a nice
neck. Would you just read the goddamn question the guy has about VD?
Don't I have a nice neck, though? Like...
I hate women.
It's a nice neck.
I cannot wait until I am reborn because I want to be a... Now we got a fucking phone call. Oh, my God. Don't call this fucking phone!
Who is that? He took a picture.
Bree, I want to hear this goddamn question.
All right!
Jesus Christ. I can't wait till I'm a homosexual. Oh, I can't fucking wait.
Fun show, guys and gals. Mark talked about VD the other day. My bud... got a VD from his new wife, but kept it quiet and went on the honeymoon with her to Jamaica. They went to a nude beach and then went to get drinks and grabbed her clothes and went to the hotel and grabbed all their stuff and flew home, leaving her on the nude beach with nothing but large Jamaican men around her. Angela, how would you handle this? Mark, do you think she got what she deserves?
Hell, if he got an STD from her because she was fucking around like before their marriage, then yes, most definitely. I'm gonna kill everyone. ST, stop calling! Anyways, I'd leave the bitch there. I would fucking leave her there. So I'm all for him. Whatever he did. You okay? You smoking too many cigarettes?
No, it went down the wrong pipe. Mm-hmm. So if I still had my phone, I would call him and figure out what's going on. When I found out, then I would just go get me a nice Mai Tai, get my hair braided, and then just...
And take your VD ass on the beach. Yep. And find a Jamaican guy that also has VD. Thank you for the donation there, the beautiful Chris.
Maddie, I got a couple funny stories about Ambien, you crazy SOB. Well, email them to vapeandfagin@gmail.com.
Isn't it? That's what Beth used to like, right? Sleeping pill? I didn't even get the whole sleeping pill thing.
No, Beth liked gabapentin.
No, like, she was on those sleeping pills, though. Wasn't she at the very end before she ended up dying in the bathroom?
Gabapentin.
Keep in mind, like, all our friends that used to love pills are all dead now. So that's kind of...
One friend.
My cousin, he's dead.
But he wasn't like a pill popper for that long. He started dating.
He was no, anything that you would give him.
That's true.
So,
but that he's a different story though.
But still.
ST, you know you can't call Mark. If you want to be on the show, you got to call my phone, sir.
I'm leaving. I will end the show right now. Could we get to the questions, please?
I've been reading the questions.
I feel like I need to go to church. I should not have these thoughts about people.
I love you.
I'm seriously having these thoughts in my mind.
Mark.
Of like cutting your head off.
Mark.
Read the questions.
I love you.
Read the questions. Oh, I'm going to saw it off. I can see. Guys, you see me in the paper tomorrow? Crazy man in trailer park kills wife? That's me. Telling you.
Mauricio says, hey, Mark, what RTA would you recommend?
Why does it gotta be like a vape question?
All right. What condom brand would you recommend?
I haven't used condoms since you were born.
You used a condom with me the first time. Just saying.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Thank God I did.
not the like 99th time when we got pregnant. Thank God you didn't use it that time, but the first time. Thank God.
Let's ask chat. Which RTA would you guys recommend? Because since I haven't used an RTA since probably the middle of last year.
The bulk.
No, yeah, well. Yeah.
I liked it.
The bulk's good, but. If you can find a bulk for like $10, get it. It's good.
But you know what? Like, if you're looking for something that's going to actually give you that nice, like, deep lung fill, like.
I'll tell you right now.
Because I didn't smoke. I wasn't like a actual like cigarette smoker. I smoked cigarettes on
when you
like
drank.
When I drank and I was at the bar. But I was a big pot smoker. So when I vape, I look for that like that lung fill. Like I don't look for the throat hit. I look for that lung fill. So when I'm vaping something, that's what keeps me on that product. Like something that's gonna like really give me that like lung feeling.
The only reason that I don't recommend the bulk is because the bulk is too good. The flavor's too good. It puts out way too much vapor. And once you vape the bulk, you can't vape anything else because everything else is just like...
But if you're somebody that likes to smoke a lot of weed, the bulk...
What?
The BTFC is going to give you that lung fill feeling.
What? Did I just hear you say this? For those out there that smoke a lot of weed, I recommend the bulk. Like, what?
I do because of that feeling. If you don't smoke weed and you like cigarettes, I don't know what to tell you about the throat hit. But if you're somebody that likes that feeling in your lungs,
it's okay.
Let
me explain this. There's atomizers that are DL, direct lung, which have that a lot of airflow like the bulk does, and then they have these atomizers called MTL. With the airflow is really tight, they give you
that. Potheads that are cigarette smokers will know what I'm talking about. You don't know what I'm talking about.
Breathe, Mark. You can breathe. Go ahead. I'm off my blood pressure medication, but I do have some left just in case I need them. And I think tonight I might sprinkle a little bit of my pizza. Get out of here, you fucking son of a bitch! You know what? I was actually kind of terrified and, like, didn't want you guys to leave next week. I am fucking happy that you and him are fucking leaving Thursday. Holy motherfucking shit. It's going to be a goddamn party with just me.
You know what we should try? Just go with me. Just go with me.
No, I'm not going with you. Read the questions.
Just close your eyes.
I don't want to close my eyes.
And put your hands to the side.
No, go!
No,
get out!
Just please,
get out!
Just go with me.
No.
Just go with me.
I'm about to end the show.
Just
I can
go
kill
with
you.
Me.
What?
Just...
You do something stupid, you're going to regret it.
Calm down.
I'm letting you know you're going to do something stupid.
Take a deep breath.
I'm not taking a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Just go with me.
You're going to get hit. Go ahead.
Just.
You're going to get hit.
Go with me.
You're going to get hit.
Okay.
No,
stop. Wait, Joe. Just
no!
Go with me.
No.
It will give you such
Read
good ratings.
Read the questions. I'm going to give good ratings when I fucking give you one of these. Like,
no,
wow.
I'm telling you. It's going to give you just...
I don't need ratings. You know who I am. I'm broadcasting in every goddamn country.
Would you just let me do my idea?
We've got 335,000 people watching. I don't need good ratings, woman.
But just...
No!
Come on!
No! Read those. People need help.
Please.
No! Oh, I want to stab you.
Just let me do my idea.
Where's my knife?
It's not a nipple twist.
No!
It's not a punch.
No!
Just let me do my idea!
No! I'm not your little fucking... My Little Pony that you can play with.
You are, though.
Get out.
Let me just do it.
No.
People
will
like it.
I know what you're
like
going to do.
What am I going to do?
Oh, my God.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Tell me. You know me so well. What am I going to do?
Can you read the questions, please?
No. What am I going to do?
You're going to pull up my shirt and you're going to slap my titty.
I'm not. There's no slapping involved. I swear.
Do what you're going to do. Get it over with.
Well, you got to put your hands down.
Get it over with.
Okay.
All right, thank
no,
you.
No, wait!
Would you...
I didn't do it!
Would you just read the questions?
I didn't do it yet.
Good night, folks. We're out.
No, don't do that. Stop.
I'm leaving. Goodbye. You're annoying as hell.
All right, I'm sorry. Come back. Come back!
Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. I'll read questions.
Jesus, you're annoying. Oh, my God!
Fine.
My goodness!
I won't do my idea then.
No, good. Don't do it.
All right, Aaron Mays.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have a fucking stroke.
Aaron Mays says,
"Please, for all that is good, do not drink alcohol."
I'm trying to read.
Do
the
drugs
question.
I'll go out and buy you drugs. If you want some crack, cocaine, or I'll go out. I'd rather have you do drugs than drink alcohol.
Why? Because that would be the same thing.
Cocaine no, it probably wouldn't. Same.
Yes, it would.
No.
All right. Can I read the question?
Yes.
All right. Aaron Mays says, "Hey, Mark, I was going to suggest that you get hookers on phonics for Angela, but since she actually did well with the question reading for once."
That might have been a bump at you, I think.
That's fine. Rawchuck said, "Mark, I am very sorry for using some big words last week.
Yeah, take it
I'm
easy, Chuck.
A singer.
Ooh.
I know words.
Ooh.
Get a fucking dictionary."
Ooh. What did...
Wait. Angela is hot when she says, "I'm Batman." She's always hot, but she's even hotter as Batman.
I wouldn't need a dictionary. I would need a... What's the book that... I want to say thesaurus?
An encyclopedia, a thesaurus, a dictionary.
Yeah, I don't need a dictionary.
You need an encyclopedia?
But sometimes people use big words for no apparent reason. You're going to get punched.
No, I'm just saying. Bachelor, thank you so much. He says, "Bring that little pee-pee back."
Bring that little pee-pee back. Angela made me rage quit. She got me so fed up, I was about to rage quit. And that, you could,
if you would just let him do it.
It's hard. You're going to get gouged out. I'm going to gouge your eyes out with a goddamn ballpoint pen.
We can't both be blind.
Oh, we will be. We'll be the fucking blind couple.
All right.
Anyways.
Raw Chuck also says, "I know at least one Latino who doesn't have a small one. Google Jordy porn."
I guarantee you Raw Chuck got his name from taking it raw. Isn't that right, Raw Chuck? No, but Raw Chuck's using big words when he doesn't have to. He could just use small words like, "I like your channel. It is fun." He doesn't have to put like, you know, oh, it's...
Jeebs says we're pretentious assholes. Thanks.
Pretentious? Break down pretentious.
I don't know.
You don't know what it is? I need to know what it means.
I mean, I know what it means, but I don't know how to explain it.
We like to pretend?
Yeah, that's it.
So we're assholes that like to pretend. Hold on.
Holy shit.
What?
Ronnie Cash is in chat.
Okay.
It's been a while.
They look like it's Elvis Presley in chat. Jesus Christ.
His picture looks like Elvis Presley.
Da-da-da. All right, pretentious.
Not y'all. Oh, okay. He's calling somebody else pretentious. Oh.
Pretentious.
You know there's this thing called talk to text.
Yeah, but I don't have Siri turned on. Pretentious.
Attempting to impress by affecting greater importance, talent, culture, etc. than is actually possessed.
So...
Oh, we're not pretentious. We are awesome. Cannon People, Vapor, thank you so much. Just to hear Angela say, "I'm Batman."
I would think... I know I'm definitely not pretentious. That's definitely... If anything, I talk down about myself.
Oh, he says people who use big words are pretentious.
Okay. Yeah. I would say anybody that does YouTube, or at least 90% of people that do YouTube are probably pretentious. Me, not one of them. But thank you, even though you're not calling us pretentious assholes. But
if this thing's leaking again, I swear to God.
Honey, it's going to keep leaking because there's juice inside of it.
I know, but why?
I think, okay, it might be a few things. Either
Brian, I'm going to need you.
Good luck with that because Brian's not coming out of his hole. Hey. Either you put too much juice in there.
Dude, this does it all the time.
At one point, you put too much juice in there and it's still...
No,
You want me to finish, Mike?
Okay, finish.
Or when you squonk it, you've been squonking it so hard that the juice is seeping into whatever orifice is open. I don't know.
This has been happening with, like, every single topside, and I've done all that to make sure, like, it doesn't happen. So when I do, like, a full deep cleaning of my mod and tank and everything and redo my coils and cotton and all that, I specifically make sure that I do not fill the squonk bottle all the way to the top so that it's, like, at the, like, at the top here. So I make sure that I don't squonk. I'll vape like 2 or 3, 4 times before I re-squonk.
I don't know.
Troubleshooting. There you go. I've been like troubleshooting it, and it doesn't matter what I do, what I don't do. There's always
A lot of people have had that problem, but I also have that problem too sometimes. Where it's not, I don't even use the top side. I'm talking about just regular mods in general, that there'll be juice on the bottom of the mod. I'm like, how the fuck is there juice there? What happens, juice gets inside the battery door in regular mods, and it will eventually seep down to the bottom.
Yeah, but that's if you've over-squonked or over-dripped, and the juice is coming out of your sides here.
I don't know. Does it matter?
Angela, you need a new squonk bottle for your top side. I've changed it out. I have a couple different, because like when my, when my mods break, like, you know, the battery door, like, if you guys have all had issues with it, like, all of a sudden it'll just fucking open. Like, you'll pick it up and it'll open. So I'll throw the mod away, but I keep the squonk bottles, and I change them out every now and then. And then after a while, I will toss them out. But this is a brand new squonk bottle from, like, a topside I never used.
Well, you know what? I think the problem is you, son. I think the problem is you.
Angela, I bet you got a pinhole in the bottle. I'll check again. But when I clean it out, when I'm cleaning my mod and everything, I fill my squonk bottle with a little bit of vinegar and hot-ass water, and I let it sit there. Nothing ever comes out of it, though.
Michael, thank you, sir. You kind son of a bitch. What does that say? What does it say?
Top O-ring.
Oh, top O-ring.
I don't know.
I've never used a topside long enough to like really learn about it, so I couldn't tell you what it is. But I'm pretty sure people in chat know a hell of a lot more about it than I do. You okay over here?
Yeah. Because somebody said, are you going to acknowledge Michael Blem? Like, we just did. Give me a second, dude.
It might be another donation that he made that you missed.
No, I just went all the way back up.
Because you were rambling on.
It's the only one.
Oh, okay.
It literally just came up.
When Angela rambles, she doesn't pay attention to nobody else.
Well, it's better than when you ramble. You start going off on, like, some weird, weird shit when you're high. Like, just weird. And you get me lost.
I'd rather be going off on something weird than talking about a goddamn leaky topside. This ain't a vape channel.
This is important to me.
Okay.
Mark, you should know, son, you're a reviewer, SOB. I'm saying.
Yeah, but I know a lot about the mods that I use. Like, I don't squonk, first of all. So I just, when I use the top side, and it's nothing against the top side, but I use the top side while I was reviewing it. But after that, I never used it because I just.
At the top of the squonk like bottle is an O-ring where it connects to the top side came loose. So, like.
Watch the video. Are we doing this now?
See, it's all wet. It's all nasty.
Okay, there's probably an O-ring missing or something.
This O-ring right here?
I don't know. Are we going to
have... Hold on.
We're not doing this
now. The O-ring that's right here?
I'm going to choke myself. This is all... Okay, so if it's all fucked up...
I was just trying to find out what O-ring he's talking about.
I'm going to choke myself.
Fucking... piece of shit family man stole my fucking TV, brought it back when I threatened to call the cops, and it's broken. I hate my family man. I can't wait to just be done.
What are you reading?
Somebody's question.
Where do you read that at?
Comment. In chat. Oh, like, I hate my family, man.
Oh.
Somebody stole. Okay, I get it.
Is it the Mark guy again?
Mark Costin.
Dude, Mark, okay, listen. You're the same guy that your parents...
Can you all see the juice that's in there?
Your parents stole your mods and sold them.
You see all that juice in there?
Yes, they see it. Hon, it's the bottle that's not sealed and it's leaking inside of there. If you're the same guy, which I think you are, whose parents took your mods and sold your mods for crack, and now they stole your TV, I think it's time to get the fuck out of the house.
Move.
Get out. Go shack up with a friend or a girlfriend, or just
you
get the...
knocked it over.
Just get out completely, or...
He's gonna be so mad.
And that's exactly why I said, do not do it right now, because you want to wipe that up before it stains
my
shit?
Hold on, I'm wiping my mod up.
Ooh, is it? Has it been an hour yet? Because I'm about to have a breakdown. I'm seriously am. Oh my god. Please give me the rag.
I'm wiping it up. Relax. Here. Spit shine.
Breathe. I'm not going to jail. There's no way I'm going to jail for just beating the shit out of one person. If I'm going to jail, I'm taking down like an entire town. I'm taking down a good amount of people. If I'm going to get locked up, I want to go down. I want to be in the history books. All right. I don't want to be the guy that just kills his wife in a trailer park. That's normal. I don't want to be the guy that burnt the whole fucking trailer park down. Can we get back to the goddamn questions and not the fucking mod that's leaking all over my goddamn desk? Jesus Christ.
Guppy says, hey, Mark, did you upload today's podcast on YouTube yet? It's from 6 days ago.
Yes, I did. Usually... if I do the podcast live on YouTube on Thursday, it'll be uploaded Friday. If I do it on a Friday, it'll be uploaded Saturday. So, like 24 hours, it'll be uploaded. Just because my small brain can only do so many things at once, and then I forget to upload it. I'm like, oh shit, I gotta upload the podcast.
I'm finding juice everywhere.
And that's why I said,
what the fuck is going on right now?
That's why I said, don't open it right now. You're cleaning it off, fucking juice all over the counter, all over the fucking laptop, everywhere. And we're doing a show. Oh.
Can we play music?
I think I need to smoke some crack. Do we got any crack?
Here.
Can we find some crack?
Here you go.
No, I don't want no weed. I want crack. I need something that's going to bring me to a different place completely.
You'd have to fight a tornado to be the guy who took an entire trailer park down.
I have to who? Fight a tornado?
Yeah. Only tornadoes take entire
trailer parks down. Oh, no. Not when you're fucking cruising down. You got a fucking van full of ammo and you're just... got the gun on top of the fucking roof of the van, and you're like Rambo when he's taking down all the who's he shooting? I forgot who's shooting.
I don't know. And just leaking through the 510, a lot of people have said this. Is the 510 under the thing?
Yes.
It's not leaking from there though. It's not coming out here.
No, the 510. I think they might be referring to
like in here.
In here, yeah, in there. I don't know if there's. I'm pretty sure the battery compartment's sealed, so I don't think juice can get in there from anywhere else but that. Little squonk tube. I don't know. I really honestly don't know, and I couldn't tell
okay.
you. Watch a video on it.
Kid Bass says, Angela is Batman. Get used to it, USOB. I'm Batman.
Angela's going to be dead Batman soon.
I'm Batman.
Dun-dun-dun. It's almost time.
Douchebag Rip Tripper caught himself on fire.
What happened? He caught himself on fire. What'd he do?
That's hilarious. Chris Maddie, thank you so much. Emailed story about Ambien. We will check it out.
I'll check my email.
Angela is on fire as her makeup is today. Thank you, Mr. Patrick King.
What do you mean he set himself on fire? I want to know more about this. Mark, I got a problem. Those devices are looking at me. It's so cringy to say this. I should throw the devices. What?
Those?
No, Omar said... Mark, I got a problem. Those devices are looking at me. It's so cringy to say this. Should I throw the devices? I think he's referring to the fact that he has COVID, and he asked if was it okay to vape while he has COVID. I said, no, probably not a good idea. So now I think he's like starting to...
Oh.
Dude, put some...
If you have COVID or upper respiratory infection or bronchitis, please don't vape.
Put some drops or something on your finger and just put them on your tongue or something with the juice. You can get your nick fixed. You don't need to inhale it. I wouldn't vape, though.
Cannon Vapor. Oh, my God. My ribs are hurting. This is the best show yet.
I'm going to fucking kill you. All right. I don't have this. Where? I don't have his. Sorry, I don't have your email, sir. In regards to your STD or VD story, I do not have it.
Why is this not moving?
Probably because your fingers are covered in juice.
No, I'm clicking on the thing. It's not. Something's wrong with my laptop.
I wonder what it could be. Could it be the juice that you poured on it?
I didn't pour any juice. It got right here. Didn't even touch my laptop. Stephen Garlington, thank you so much. Angela made this a great podcast.
Thanks. You know what? Screw you, too. And it's Stefan, by the way. It's not Stephen.
It is Stephen. I confirmed with him in
there's a goddamn PH in his name. Does PH make the sound V?
Yes.
It's a V makes the V sound.
That's what's wrong with the English language, because a lot of words are spelt one way but can say two things. So Stephen with a PH could be Stefan.
Well, maybe it's because a bunch of Polacks came out with the English diction or the English alphabet.
Stephen.
Well, that's what happens, right?
All right.
It's Stefan, by the way.
Villainous Beast says, "Market, she's Batman."
She's going to be fucking Batman in a wheelchair.
Dude, this isn't...
Hit the arrow down on your laptop.
Did I do it?
Arrow down on your laptop. Arrow down on your laptop.
Relax. It was frozen. Give me a sec.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Ambient story. Got it. Hey, Mark and Angela. So for the story of Ambient, I decided on one that remembered the most. I was in the military. I almost thought this said getting breastfed. Getting breast to med board out. What? Wait. I was in the military getting breast to med board out. I have no idea what that means. I had problems sleeping and I was prescribed Ambien. I had no idea what it was, but was told that it would help me. The prescription read, take one before bedtime and to not exceed the one taken. Fast forward a few days and it was really working, helping me stay asleep. So I took two. Let's say the thing started happening after that. About an hour later, I was playing a game on Xbox, and the screen started to pop out on me like 3D. I eventually fell asleep, remembering nothing. Next morning, I woke up feeling refreshed and didn't happen to notice the replica of the Stonehenge built with sponges on the floor. The next few nights, I ended up, and this told to me by my friends, I took 27 one night.
God, this is too much.
No.
This is too much.
I cut off right there. I think if you took 27 sleeping pills, you'd be dead. I call bullshit on that. And try to kick my buddy out of his room, blah, 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 blah. I'm trying to see if there's like a good part to the story. It was my room, and he kept calling my room in 5 minutes, and I was fine. Okay, you know what? I can't read that much. But if you took, there's no way you took 27 in one day. It's impossible.
Thank you so much, Jeeves. He says, hey, I'm drunk. I might donate more. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeeves. Thank you so much. Please don't drink and drive, or don't drink and watch the show.
PH is F or no. I was taught in school that PH was a F.
Yeah, exactly. F. So Stefan.
Okay, but...
Stefan.
But some people's parents are slightly retarded, and nope. They spell their kids' names
a
certain way.
Are you calling his parents retarded?
No.
You just did.
I wasn't talking about his parents.
You just said some parents are retarded. Wow. You are.
They are.
Woo-hoo.
Who names their kid Placenta?
I got nothing to do with this one,
well,
Stefan.
Well, Stephen...
Nothing to do with it.
I said what I said.
I got nothing to do with this.
Number one Steelers fan says, hello, Mark and Angela. Hope you are all doing well. Angela looking beautiful as always. The hex ohm will not fire lower than 0.30.
Is that what it was? There you go.
Mark, is your podcast on iHeartRadio? If not, have you considered putting it on there? The worst hangover beer is Ketone.
Ooh, that's nasty beer.
Is it Keystone? Keystone.
Okay. Keystone.
And then he says, hey, Mark.
Hey. The podcast is on every platform. It has to be on iHeartRadio. It's on everything else. So I'm assuming it's there. If you just type in Fagan Funhouse into Google, like 90 websites pop up with this fucking...
Robert Stiles has a great point. Stephen King is spelt with a PH.
It's Stephen King. call him up. Ask him. His real name's
not.
Only non. Never mind. I'm not even going. I'm not
David
even going
Fagan, what are you drinking? He is drinking Starbucks cold brew.
Cold brew. There you go.
He's boring.
Mm-hmm. I'm boring. Thank you. One of us has to somehow control this channel. If we are both drunk right now, I guarantee you the cops will probably be here, or YouTube would have pulled the channel.
Only because he gets lippy, but in a bad way. Like, he starts talking mad shit on, like, a personal level, and I can't handle that because I was raised by alcoholics, so...
Here we go with the family issues now.
I can't handle it, so we start fighting, and the house turns down. You said, I told you I wouldn't punch you, but you're pushing it.
Read the game questions. Yeah, I ain't pushing shit. I'm going to push you off a bridge. Read the questions.
You're pushing it. Ooh, have you told people about that podcast you found? The mom and son?
Oh, there's a mom and son, like, sex advice podcast.
I think Fagan and Mama Fagan should do a podcast.
Oh, God, no. Like, if you... I was just checking out podcasts. I have the Apple little podcast app. And if you type anything into the search, like sex, adult, penis, whatever channels are related to that pop up. And this one channel where it's a mom and son who talk about sex, sexual experiences, STDs, everything. And she's like, I'm the cougar and he's the son and we're blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God, this is creepy. It is the creepiest thing I've ever heard. Mom and son doing a fucking... They probably fuck each other, too, but...
That's disturbing. Demonic Psycho.
There you go. That's a name I love.
Says, at Vape and Fagan, the sound that kept happening on her laptop was the device connected and device disconnected sound. For example, if you have a mouse or keyboard plugged in, then disconnect it. It would...
No, I know that...
Disconnected it, you would hear that. No, I don't have anything connected to it, though.
This is last week. Yeah, I know that sound, but she doesn't have anything connected to it.
Yeah.
And there wasn't no updates. There was nothing.
It was just freaking out.
It was going like...
The Flavorist says, Mark, I just watched a very disturbing movie. It's an old German movie, but I looked it up, and there is an English version. The English version is called The Golden Glove.
Ooh, that sounds... Hold
on.
It's
very creepy and disturbing, not a typical horror movie.
I love when it's fucked up. Is it, like, on the edge of being illegal? Because I like shit like that. The Golden Glove?
Yeah.
The Golden...
Whoever recommended... Glove. What was it? The Middlemen? We couldn't find Middle Men. We found Middle Man.
Which...
It was ridiculous. Like, I don't know.
It was a waste of time. Hopefully it wasn't the Middle Man. We can't find the Middle Men. Mark, what are you... Oh, we already answered that. I'm slow. Hello, I'm slow. Nice to meet you.
Dan Carey said, great show. Let me know what you thought of Middle Men.
Oh, God. Are you serious?
If it's... We couldn't find Middle Men. We found Middle Man.
No, we found Middle Men, I thought.
No, we found Middle Man. M-A-N. Okay. We couldn't find M-E-N.
Well, we found the Middle Man. There's actually two The Middle Mans.
Middle Men is on Peacock.
And if you're going to recommend a movie, don't recommend like a PG-13 movie. Don't recommend a movie that... If you recommend shit that's bizarre, fucked up, like, you know... Banned in a few countries and is probably illegal. That's the kind of movies I like. I like shit like that. What was that one movie we just got done watching yesterday?
Oh my God. I don't know the name of it.
It was kind of sucked, but at least the storyline was good.
Fucked up, though.
Kidnapped a chick. He sold her.
Oh, it was called Apartment 407.
Yeah, there you go.
And it was about sex trafficking.
I love sex trafficking movies. I'm a big... Is that creepy? I mean...
Yes!
Is it? If you look on my search history on Amazon or Netflix, I guarantee you the FBI would probably be knocking on my door.
Puff Donnie says, download the Peacock app.
It's usually like...
Middle Man is on Netflix.
I like...
That's where we found it, and it was... It's a homemade movie kind of feel, right? Like...
Yeah, I don't think it was.
We only watched like a little bit of it because it was gay.
It was gay.
Red Vapes and Advocate says, great show, Mark and Angela. Exactly, DHL will ship to consumers from overseas. FedEx, UPS, USPS are not going to ship to consumers.
What was the date on that?
6 days ago.
Oh, yeah, so that's...
Do you want me to not read it?
No, don't read it, because DHL now... 6 days ago, DHL was going to ship vape products. Now DHL is on the same bandwagon, so no DHL, no UPS, no USPS, even though people are thinking that they might change their mind, and no FedEx. So we're a royal... It's a royal flush. We're fucked. Not just us, the vape shops are fucked also. Which I'm pretty sure we'll all talk about that Sunday, possibly even tomorrow.
Are you doing a podcast tomorrow morning?
No, I did it yesterday. Oh my god.
I don't know. Why would you talk about it tomorrow?
I don't know, maybe we'll go live or something and talk about it. Maybe not.
Inked73 says I'm bummed I missed this. Daria says, Mark, if the dog's farts smell of copper, that indicates blood.
That was a joke, Daria. Is that Daria?
Yeah, it could be.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Innocuous as broken hemorrhoids or something much more serious, even cancer.
Yeah.
She really needs to see a vet ASAP.
She sees this vet
every couple months. Don't, yeah.
I do not, no offense to you, Daria, right?
Yeah.
No offense, but I do not like people like you. Because you always think of the worst possible thing. Like, I got a pain in my side. You know, that could be a tumor. You could be dying right now. You might want to go see a doctor. Like, oh. But
she goes to the vet on a very regular basis. She gets all her normal checkups.
Don't tell people that. People are like... I go into fucking shock when I hear shit like that.
So no more excuses, says it's guitar time.
There's many excuses. Oh, yeah, yeah. There's not definitely no more excuses.
You're stupid.
Except for my GoPro cameras that are now pretty much paperweights.
Did you talk about that?
Yep, sure did on the podcast. We talked about GoPro cameras, STDs. What else? I don't know. I know it was STDs, crabs, and GoPros. Oops. You realize you got to drive to get pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to stop drinking. Just saying.
Well, I got to finish it.
Well, I'm not sitting here waiting in 2 hours to sober up to get pizza.
I'm fine.
No. You had, what, 4 or 5 of them?
No, 4.
Yeah, I'm not driving with you. We're not driving until you're at least...
Then you're not going to eat tonight.
You better go drink some goddamn water. I'm eating. I'm hungry. I'll order pizza from a fucking regular pizza place. We're
Do
not
going
to go to that shithole that you found. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch. Are we done with questions or have you read them?
Please jam that shit they're saying.
I
want to hear you do a couple...
Well, because... I don't want to do a half-ass video, even though most of my videos on YouTube are half-ass.
They want you to pick up your guitar right now.
But see, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want a half-ass, shitty-sounding video. I just can't... Like, me, I can't do that. I wish I could just... put out a shitty video and just not even give a shit, but I can't do that. I have to, like, everything's gotta be perfect.
You can't just sit here with your guitar and just strum a couple chords.
Nope. Sure can't.
Okay. Well,
because it's gonna sound like complete shit because nothing is, I'm gonna need everything set up right and correct. I'm just a perfectionist when it comes to shit like that.
Everybody wants it.
Everybody wants his dick. You don't see me fucking pulling it out, do you? Nobody wants it.
These are Facebook questions. Jason Witt says, what are you going to offer on the black market, Mark Fagan?
Look behind you, son. Right there. Those are my black market items. There they are. All I'm saying is I got a bunch of mods. These are all the mods that I have on my shelf on here in the lower shelf are the mods that I thought were very good that I kept throughout either all my years or some I bought, some I got for review. These are going to be my trading pieces when vaping goes underground. So when I need juice, kind of like if we had like an apocalypse, and let's say some guy had a case of bottles of vodka and you had like some food and you swap a bottle of vodka for, let's say, some macaroni and cheese. Same deal here. I'm going to swap a mod for some juice and, you know, we're going to keep it going.
How come we don't hear about the shipping ban on the news? Because if they put it on the news, then the people who are, like, offended by everything, like, the weird people would get on it, and then it would be a big thing, and the government would have to act on it, and blah, blah, blah,
what?
So they're not talking about it.
They're not talking about it because they don't give a shit, because they have other things to talk about, like, everything's racist.
That's what I'm saying. Like, those people who think that, like, everything's racist, everything's everything's that, those people, if they knew about it, they would get on board with us and be like,
bleh. We don't want to end up having a movement. Right. And having riots because...
That's why they're not putting it on news because...
No, they're not putting it on the news. They don't give a shit. That's probably why not they're putting it on the news. And it's not like front page story. Unless someone's dying or getting sick from vaping, they're not going to put it on the news. You might see a little quick, like, 1 minute insert, like, oh, no more shipping for vape products. On to the next story. You know, it's nothing. It's not news for them.
No more excuses. Said, I would suggest everyone get to Wizard Labs right now. I just spent $500 on flavors and nicotine.
Dude, those DIY places are probably just making a shit ton of money at the moment. Which, I mean, you know, it's not like it's a good thing because it's for a bad reason, but...
Yeah, the cancel culture would scream and stomp their feet for attention. That's what I was talking about. Yeah, the cancel culture, yeah.
I was trying to understand cancel culture. So let me see if I understand this correctly. Is cancel culture, like, let's say if you say something, whether it be, whatever, if someone catches you say something that everybody that's on social media can cancel you out to where, like, you were once a celebrity, but now you're hated?
One of those people that are like, oh my God, that's like the Pepe Le Pew thing.
Who's Pepe Le Pew?
You know, the little thing from Looney Tunes.
The little Mexican from Looney Tunes? Yeah.
No. Pepe Le Pew was the skunk that was like...
Oh, yeah, the always skunk. Okay, yeah. On, yeah. I didn't know his
name.
So
that's part of like, oh my God, that's like, he's a rapist and da-da-da-da-da. So they're like trying to cancel Pepe Le Pew. So those people who are all like, oh my God, this blah, 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 blah. Even though we all fucking grew up with Pepe Le Pew.
Oh my God, I'm going to kill these
Those people.
Why are people that dumb?
Yes.
Oh my God, he's a rapist.
The sad thing is that all those people of the cancel culture are... our age. So it's people that grew up watching this shit. So
maybe they're just doing it for exposure or like to get on the news or something stupid. Because
Pepe is a sexual assaulted skunk.
That's fucking hilarious. He's a skunk that sexually assaults other skunks. What's wrong with that?
Not even other skunks. The same skunk for like 40 years.
Yeah. Let them fucking... What's the big deal?
That could... we don't know. They could be married, technically. They could be married and she could just be full... like, finally fed up with his shit and he's like, no.
It's like I was reading about the whole Dr. Seuss or Zeus books, how they pull them... I guess they pulled all the Dr. Seuss books out of the Chicago libraries because certain ones... were kind of racist, but I guess because there's like one book where they have Asian people in it or Chinese people, and their eyes are slanted, and I'm like, okay, what's racist about that? Because their eyes are, they have very beady eyes. That's not a racist thing. That's an actual fact. And then I guess there was another book about they had African Americans or black people in there or something, and they were wearing grass skirts. Like, oh my God, that's racist! They're wearing grass skirts. It was the dumbest. Dumb as shit.
After a cat. You're right. I was wrong. He was after a cat.
Maybe people are just losing their minds.
I think they're bored. I think people are bored and they have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
John Hort says, Mark, when are you going to fix that muffler? I can hear that shit in the city.
That ain't my muffler. That's fucking everybody else in the trailer park. Rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
God damn it, Mark. I fucking love you. It's really fucking sad seeing our government destroy this industry. What's for dinner tonight?
Pizza. Friday night, I have declared pizza night. Even though we're not supposed to have pizza, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have it every Friday now. Because I say so. Because I'm the boss. And there you go, yawning. Sorry. Thank God.
Thank God.
Whew.
Jonathan Hong says, can you bring... He says, can you call Brian up live and see what the hell he is doing?
I can tell you what he's doing. He's avoiding all his friends is what he's doing. No need to call him. I can tell you that. Thank you. Next question.
Bradley says, Angela, tell Mark I'm Batman.
I don't like Batman anymore. You as Batman, not the Batman.
Thank you, Hazim He says, hashtag crypto.
Hashtag cryptocurrency. There you go. That's the way to do it, folks.
Eric Tetro says, I know you guys like movies. Have you guys ever watched Faces of Death? Oh, by the way, Mark, I'm Batman.
I think the reason why I'm a little fucked up in the head, because when I was young,
that was like the shit to see, because it was like banned everywhere and blah, 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 blah. So when I was little, that was like the thing to like get your hands on. If you could find it, that was the shit.
When I was like 12 years old, I was already like, there's like, what, 6 or 7 of them?
Yeah, but it was like banned in all these countries, and it was like this big thing.
And the video store that I would go to, they had a sticker on the box that said banned in so many countries. Yeah. And you didn't have to be 18 at this particular video store to rent it.
Ours was the same way. My mom rented it for me.
Yeah. And
she was like, whatever.
I think if you watch those movies as a kid, more than likely you're fucked up right now. There's got to be something wrong.
You remember the one where they were like hitting the monkey on the head with the spoon?
Yes. Eating brains.
That was crazy.
Which is totally normal for whatever part of the country they're in. But some of the...
Angela, you are Batman. Be proud. I'm Batman.
Some of the mortician stuff and all the other crap. Yeah,
it was crazy.
Like the first time you see like the inside of a dead body. And I remember they were carrying that one dude on their... He was dead, and they were doing like some kind of whatever. And his balls were like swollen up like a basketball. I remember that. I'm like, wow, look at his balls.
Yeah. He also said, should I buy this for Mark?
What the fuck is that? What is it? They're not going to see it. It's too bright.
How can I turn the brightness down?
By the brightness button somewhere up there along the... It's like a little sun. All right, you're not going to be able to do it. What is it? Just say what it is. What is it? What the fuck is that?
It's a rag that says cum rag.
Cum rag.
Move your face.
They're not going to see
it. Move your face.
They're not going to see it. It's too bright. Jesus, are you retarded?
Oh, I was trying to make
it. I have a cum rag that someone sent me that I use every single day that I have right here. Thank you very much.
Faces of Death is fake. Look it up.
No, it's not. How could it be? It's all it is just like back in the day, we didn't have the internet, so we didn't get to see like half the shit that we see on YouTube now, like funerals and how they prep the bodies when they're dead and all that shit. Like, you could see all that on YouTube back then. It was only on VHS we were able to see that, so most of that shit in there was all real, because there's no way they could have faked something like that. Like, how do you fake cutting somebody open and filling with embalming fluid?
Last question is from Sid. He says, not a question, but make sure Mark sees this, Angela. Facebook did possibly mute it. Mm-hmm. SOBs. So this, let's see. Click there.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. YouTube, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I will watch that, Sid. Thank you very much. But I'm not going to play it on YouTube because... Oh, I'm sorry. I just kicked you in the face. Nope, she was sleeping. Now she's up. Congratulations, Haley. Maybe you don't lay your head right next to my goddamn foot! Jesus.
Do we have a giveaway?
We have a giveaway. Giveaways will continue, folks, until I am completely drained out of products. I do have a bunch of stuff still, so giveaways will continue until I'm drier than I don't know, just dry in general. Thank you.
So, we're going to do 1, 2, 3.
What's the... Oh, never mind. Is that... What is that picture? What is that? The pictures.
Mine.
All right, do 1, 2, 3.
1.
Mm.
2.
Mm.
Oops. And 3.
Winner may be...
Big City 419.
Big City 419. Congratulations, you big son of a bitch. Send me your shipping information. Oh, we got to do 2 giveaways.
2 giveaways?
Because the gentleman that won last week, he lives in, I forgot what country it was, but it was like $42 to ship there. And I cover shipping within the U.S., but I can't cover shipping outside the U.S. because, well, yeah, it's too expensive. So he piffed it, so I told him I would do another giveaway this week. So we're going to do 2 this week. So,
okay.
So let's do another one. Boom, boom, boom,
2, 3, the winner is Alex Davila.
Congratulations. There you go, you fucking racist son of a bitch. You are the winner. Dun, 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 dun. And yeah, send me your info. Even though I have it probably somewhere, I'm not looking for it. All right, I think we're done, right?
Yes.
Thank God. I can't take much more of this.
Why? It was a good day.
Not for me, it wasn't.
Why?
My week was pretty bad. This just kind of like put the topping on it, right? Like put the cherry on the cake that was like burnt. I had like a burnt cake, and you're like the spoiled cherry on top that really destroyed the cake, even though it was already destroyed. But as long as it was fun for you, if you enjoyed it and they enjoyed it, then I'm happy. Are you done? Okay, keep one right there. I dare you. Would you stop looking at me? Because I don't know what your reaction is going to be.
Should I do it?
You're going to fart? No, hold it in. Jesus. She always holds in her gas for the entire hour, and then once we are done, just lets it all out. Like, how sad is that she sits there holding the gas in? Unbelievable.
It's hilarious.
I haven't farted once during this whole episode. I'm not holding anything
either.
In.
I haven't held it in either. It just came all of a sudden.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. Dun, 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 dun. All right, so we'll see you guys Sunday, and I think that's it, right? Yeah.
Good night, bitches.
Stop calling people bitches. There's going to be a lot of comments in the comment section. They might, I don't know, people might start disliking you. You might, actually the cancel culture might be canceling you out very soon.
Fuck it.
I'll just let you know.
I don't give a shit.
Don't cancel me out. The way I look at it is, the cancel culture, if they canceled me out, they'd be doing me a favor, because then I'd get my ass off the internet and actually start doing something with my life. So I might actually benefit from being canceled out. Right? Is that how that works?
You wouldn't.
I wouldn't benefit from it?
No.
Would I cry?
Yeah.
Like a baby?
Yep.
I've been canceled out! Oh my God, no! Son of a bitch. All right, we're out. Let's get out. Give me the button. Where's the button? Where's the mouse? Give me the goddamn mouse!
You got the mouse.
You've got the mouse. Na 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 na. You've got the mouse. You've got the mouse. You've got the mouse. She's got the mouse. What in the world will make a bright-eyed mouse turn blue? And sir, everything I've ever do, I'll do for you. And she goes, na 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 na. Sha na 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 na. She's got the looks.
Oh, Sarpinos has an app. Should I just download their app?
No! You can't download shit, you son of a bitch.
Okay.